The first 60 minutes of your day determine the next 15 hours. That's not motivation speak. From my training in neuroscience, that's biology. Your cortisol, dopamine, and melatonin levels in the morning set the trajectory for focus, energy, mood, and sleep quality for the entire day. Most people wake up and immediately reach for their phone. That's the worst possible start. You're handing control of your neurochemistry to other people's agendas. Your dopamine spikes reactively to notifications, to outrage, to comparison. You've lost the window to set it intentionally. Here's what a morning routine built on actual science looks like. Step 1. Sunlight within 30 minutes of waking. Morning light sets your master clock, initiates your cortisol awakening response, and starts the melatonin timer for that evening. Go outside. 10 minutes on a clear day, 20 to 30 on overcast days. No sunglasses. This single habit is worth more than any supplement stack. Step 2. Hydrate before caffeine. You wake up dehydrated. Your brain 75% water is running dry. Drink 500 milliliters of water before you touch coffee. Add a pinch of sea salt for electrolytes. This alone reduces the brain fog most people just accept as normal. Step 3. Move your body. Not a full workout. 10 minutes of walking, stretching, or bodyweight squats. Anything that gets blood flowing. Morning movement increases BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which supports learning and memory throughout the day. Step 4. Cold exposure optional but powerful. If you're following the cold exposure protocol, morning is the ideal time. The norepinephrine and dopamine surge from 60 to 90 seconds of cold water gives you more sustained focus than any cup of coffee. Step 5. Supplements with your first meal. Fat-soluble vitamins D3, K2, omega-3s need dietary fat to absorb properly. Take them with food, not on an empty stomach. If you're doing intermittent fasting, take them with your first meal whenever that is. Step 6. Delay caffeine 90 minutes. Cortisol naturally peaks in the first 60 to 90 minutes after waking. Drinking coffee during that peak just builds tolerance faster. Delaying caffeine lets your natural cortisol do its job, then caffeine extends the effect rather than competing with it. Sunlight. Water. Movement. Optional cold. Supplements with food. Delayed caffeine. No phone for the first hour. None of this requires a gym membership or waking at 4 a.m. About 30 minutes and the discipline to protect that window. This routine ties together protocols from across the board: circadian rhythm, cold exposure, hydration, supplementation timing. Get this right, and everything else in every journey works better.